Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 23rd. Happy Resurrection Day. I am missing being with you guys today in worship if you're able to attend. Remember, if you aren't, we have a live stream of the services. Just go to mbbc.org/watch. Today in the book of Acts, we're in Acts chapter 11. We're going to read the entire chapter 11. And this is when the apostles and believers throughout Judea heard about the Gentiles, and they come to Peter and they want an explanation. So it's really a retelling of the story of what happened with Peter and Cornelius. And that's quite helpful because sometimes I need a recap. We'll start in verse 1, and it goes through, there are 30 verses. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them?" Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it, and I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts and reptiles and birds. Then I heard the voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all of your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift that he gave us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they had no further objection and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This passage encourages us to remember that coming to Jesus in repentance leads to life. Look back at verse 18. So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life. I also loved reading about the church in Antioch that was filled with the grace of God. And Barnabas, when he goes to see them, he encourages them in several ways. He says, remain true to the Lord with all your heart. And isn't that a good thing for us today to dwell on as well? Where have you seen the kindness of the Lord in your life? Where have you seen the grace of the Lord on display? As we end, I want to read a prayer of confession from the Diary of Private Prayer. Just was reminded in this passage that God has granted repentance. And so even though we initially came to faith and repentance, we still daily are called to a life of repentance, a life of confession, and a life of introspection. Day 26 in the evening. Dear Father, give me tonight a deeper sense of gratitude for all your gracious gifts. Your goodness to me has been wonderful. At every moment you have cared for me, and there was not a split second when I had to stand by my strength alone. When I was too preoccupied to think about you, you, though you hold the whole universe in your hands, were not too preoccupied to remember me. Oh God, I am bitterly ashamed that I have to keep confessing how I forget you, how feebly I love you, and how capricious and spiritless my desire is for you. How many of your clear commandments I have disobeyed today. How many times I have held back kindness and care from you, Jesus, by not showing it to the least of your brothers and sisters whom I encounter today. Dear Lord, if I were to think only about the sorry state of my own heart and conscience and the good things that I did not do today, I would not have any peace before I sleep, only bitterness and despair. Therefore, dear Father, I choose instead to think of you and to be glad that your love blots out all of my sins. Loving Jesus, I choose to think of you, the Lamb of God, and to trust in your perfect righteousness. I cannot trust my own efforts nor take pleasure in what I am, but only in what you are and what you have suffered in my place. O Holy Spirit, make my heart and mind an instrument of your work, so that as the days go by, I may become more like Jesus, my Lord, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.